to your favorite segment. It is the One Piece manga discussion, chapter 1108, called Attention World. And like every single great chapter of One Piece, you find out at the end of the panel. So that you find out at the end why it's called Attention World. But a dope chapter.
Excellent chapter, man. Excellent chapter.
Man. I mean, Moto has this rated how much higher than last week's. I don't, but I said
why. Wait, just tell it.
I said
it's better than last chapter. I didn't say much higher.
Much higher. He said it's tremendously higher with making sure, like, whatever. But it's just such a good chapter.
It is fantastic chapter. We finally get to see Caribou, right? He's definitely talking about the Asian weapons.
Shirahoshi, but the thing is that he knows everything, bro. He's been
he knows.
He's been with Straw Hats for 10 fucking years for us.
Yeah, well, I know, right? And it, like, everybody talked about it. Like, Caribou's listening. What's gonna happen?
Bro,
and it's toward Blackbeard. To Blackbeard of all, right? Like, Blackbeard is... Caribou's
powers are dope. Imagine Blackbeard gets that power too.
He's gonna join the crew, storage. Right? You know he's gonna join the crew, right? You know who he's gonna fight, right?
Let's see.
Who'd you guess for that? I bet you I could get this right.
Usopp.
No. Uh-uh. I'll give you two more chances.
I honestly, I can't even think about it. It was for some reason, just, I know Usopp's going to lead the fleet.
Uh-huh. So what is Caribou? What is he to Blackbeard?
Information.
But what is he? He's a big fan, right?
A bitch.
No, he's a big fan.
Yeah, I said.
Who's a big fan of Luffy?
I mean, who isn't? Kobe?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh man, you don't remember from Dressrosa, the guy who started the Grand Prix? Yeah! They're gonna have an epic battle, bro!
But isn't Shanks chasing him?
Maybe, but Shanks gonna be killed by Blackbeard.
I don't know if that is, because if Caribou joins Blackbeard's crew, why is he gonna fight? It has to be somebody from Straw Hats.
No, because the Titanic captain's gonna all fight the Straw Hats, right? Caliber's not strong enough to fight the Straw Hats, I don't think.
Okay, I think we're jumping a gun in this. We're talking about future. This is not even part of the manga, so sorry about the discussion. It's just me and Motor just discussing. So Caribou wants to join the Blackbeards. He's simping for Blackbeard. He has all the information. And then you see the Vice Admirals, a bunch of them, fighting all the pacifistas, all the Kumas. And one of them almost gets Bonnie. Well, she's riding Franky, and then Usopp's masters come and clearly beat him up, which is awesome. The giant pirates.
Yo, so I'm back at the image of the giants. Is it Jorgi that attacks Tosa? Whoever has the...
Yes, Jorgi did, with the axe.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm reading the drawing correctly, but he chopped them in half. Look at him. His head and his body chopped off.
He did. Oh shit, that's wild, bro.
He just cut him in half.
Go. I didn't see that shit. Oh shit, he did cut him in half. Then Bonnie says to go help Luffy and Sanji, and they're like, of course we will. Carry them to the ship. And then there's still a battle going on, the giant pirates are fighting, and then Saturn gets up. And he's about to fight him, and Kizaru are going to fight Sanji and Luffy. And Luffy's like, Sanji, take him and go. And Sanji's trying to escape, but Kizaru's bitch ass comes back and he fucking shoots Vegapunk again. And he beats Sanji. He kicks Sanji. Yo, fucking Sanji, bitch ass. And like one moment he's great, the other moment he's a bitch. Like what the fuck, bro? Get yourself together.
Well, because then, it's Vegapunk. It's not a chick, so he has no love for this.
Then probably the hardest panel I have ever seen in my fucking life.
It is the hardest
panel I have ever seen in my life. I mean, when I say hard, holy fucking shit. Maybe just for this, I agree with you, Moto. Maybe just for this.
That's what I say. You know, like, goes maybe, back to, remember the Shanks moment? Like, this up Shanks moment for me. Like, he's holding back fucking girls. He's holding back girls and Kizaru in one hand. Like, damn, bro. For
those who do not know, Luffy right now is in his god tier form, you know, gear 5. And he legit has one hand, his left hand on Saturn's face, pushing him back. And he's crushing Kizaru in his other, legit crushing him. Because Kizaru, the next
blood
thing
coming.
Like, yeah, blood coming. Yeah. He's like gas, everything. And Luffy goes, you know, there's no way I'm letting you escape, right?
Yeah, I think Kizaru is the fast one. So he's about to take him out of the commission, man.
Bro, Luffy just, man, Luffy just went hard. And then not to mention, now we come back to the title, last two panels, attention world, hello there. This is Dr. Vegapunk, the world's greatest and most humble scientific genius. I'm sure this message will come as a shock to you all, but please bear with me, what I'm about to tell you is the truth about the world. Our world. Bro, it's about to get crazy.
What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, he's going to talk about Nika. He's going to talk about the fact that Emu's alive. He's going to talk. He's going to blow up. Oh, man. Emu's about to get it. Emu's spot is blown. The world's going to know about Emu.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's it. What the truth is there?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just curious. Yeah, I think Emu, that's what my prediction was as well. Emu will be talked about.
Saturn's a bitch. Kizaru's a bitch.
Yeah, Kizaru's getting his ass whooped.
Dragon was right.
It's coming close to the end of this arc, looks like, right? Like Kizaru's getting
it's the end of the arc. Like a few more chapters, right, it's done.
Right. And you got Jogi and Broggy gonna help fight Saturn, right? I'm guessing. I don't think Saturn's defeated yet, right? Like he's just holding him down, right?
I think I think what's gonna happen is Luffy's still gonna whoop that ass, and they're gonna come, and Luffy's like exhausted, and Saturn's too tired to do anything, and they're just gonna take him and leave, and Saturn's like, until next time.
No, you think so? I feel like Saturn might actually get killed here.
I hope. Remember, we had Saturn getting killed in the beginning.
Yeah, the reason why I'm still kind of on that is not only the giants are coming, the giant robot hasn't come yet. There's no way that has to still come in play, right? So there's still, I think, like a big move, big attack.
What if it's a giant wearing it?
I'm hoping Luffy goes inside it. Like, Luffy always wanted to be a giant, and Luffy also wanted a robot, so he gets both.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a dream come true for him.
He's going to have that freaking star eye, man.
Bro, overall, what a fucking chapter, though. Like, Oda does not miss. He just keeps making bangers, man.
Yeah, he shows us all the Vice Admiral.
Chapter was short.
Because there's so much, so quick. I mean, like, we actually still need to talk about how the Calibur, right? Like, the Shirahoshi story, like, Pruton, like...
I mean, it's all information we know. Everybody knows. If you've been paying attention but the past 10 years, he knows everything. And he's going to tell
you
about everything.
Before the final story, because I want to know what your prediction is for Uranus.
My anus? Yeah. I don't know about my anus.
Your anus.
Probably going to take a shit later before I go to sleep.
your anus. Because I told you mine, right?
Alabasta?
No.
So what?
Oh, you didn't even read it. Okay, I don't, maybe we won't talk about it.
What was it? No, talk about it. Oh, I mean, you fucking brought it up, right?
Yeah, so there's a theory out there that talks about that each ancient weapon has a controller, animal, and a ship. Right? Okay. So Shirahoshi, Seeking, Seekings, Noah. And then in
Wano.
Wano is Pruton, the ship. And then you have Zunisha and Momo. Right? Zunisha, Momo could talk to Zunisha like Shirahoshi could talk to the Sea Kings. Okay. The question becomes, what's the last one? Uranus, it's the sky, right? So the theory, I was like, I don't know that Oda will introduce a bunch of new characters at this point. So I wanted to go crazy and say, I think because like what makes Oda so good is like since the very beginning, he teases all these things. Like we just don't realize it until the very end.
So you think Bonnie?
No, why not Bonnie.
Bonnie, the celestial, she's a celestial.
Because she hasn't shown anything to communicate with any kind of animal. You know how like, not yet, but like you've seen like Luffy hear Zunisha and the Sea Kings, right?
What well, if Momo was able to hear Luffy because he was drowning?
Yeah, right. So it's Luffy that's actually the special one, right? Like super, super special, yeah. Right? Yeah, but anyways, obvious. Yeah. So the third one for the sky, my theory is I was sleeping last night. I was thinking about it because I woke up like what, how about this? Morgans and the Mailbirds are the last two with Uranus.
Morgan?
Yes, Morgans. Why? The bird. Big news, Morgans.
Why? I want to know why.
Because
it's nice. I like it. I never because would have thought he, about it, but why?
He control all the birds. He's able to communicate with the bird, right? And the Uranus is less of the sky. So I just want to combine. Those are the three. Because we haven't seen any. Like I don't think so Oda would introduce some. Communication
would be a powerful weapon?
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons some wars are won. Communication. Messaging.
That's also why Luffy is an emperor. That's why the story of Nika's sun god is being told.
Right.
I don't know if Oda is going to take that. I feel like that's too political.
I mean, there's going to be a weapon, a ship. I mean, it's one of the Asian
ones. Why would it be? Like, okay, what is... See, we know one is a ship and one is a weapon that Shirahoshi has. Also communicating with the animals.
Seeking.
Everything. Yeah. Like,
but they also have Noah, right? They also have Noah.
What does Morgan have besides newspaper and information? Like, where's this? What is the weapon?
Uranus. I say that. Your butthole.
Oh, that brought my ass good, okay? Anyways, so...
You think he's going to introduce completely new things, new characters at this point in time?
Of course he is. Why not? He always does that. Shirahoshi did that with Momo. He did that with.
No. Right now.
Who knows? We might see it in Elbaf.
Right. For example, Zunisha was not shown.
We might see it in Elbaf. We might see Saul might be it. Why can't it be Saul?
Because he can't fly. It's sky.
Why do we need to
your butthole is connected to sky. It's the Greek god of sky, man.
Okay. Your theory could be correct. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know. All right.
See, as far as we have seen, why can't it be Vivi, okay? It
could be Vivi, yes. I just feel like she has a different role.
But she also comes from the bloodline that freaking...
Yeah. So she... Initially, I was thinking Vivi as well, but there's nothing that connects her to...
Isn't there a theory that Alabaster is one of the older kingdoms and then the
whole... Oh, it is the original 20 kingdom, right?
So why can't Uranus be there?
Maybe it is there. But we only went through the whole like pornograph that points to Wano, right? I think she might be more related to just like this... just being like part of Joy Boy. Crew.
I don't know. Let's see. No, I don't know. She's a princess, bro. Right now, technically, she's the queen. She's the queen of Alabasta now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I just if you're going by theory, by all, I think she fits in more than Morgan because Morgan is just a fucking bird. I don't think he's.
Well, that's the point.
I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna make it that way. It'd just be like, what the fuck? That'd be more.
So, So another crazy connection is Morgan was the egg, but then I was like, the timing doesn't really work.
What egg?
But in Gold Roger, there's a big egg on his ship.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Why did the timing not connect? Oh, yeah, Morgan's older than that.
Yeah, he's like 50. So I checked, yeah, he's 53.
Old. Yeah, he's older than Golden Rogers.
Yeah, his timeline fits near. No, he's not older than Golden Rogers. He's younger than
Golden Rogers. Golden Rogers was 50 something when he died, right?
Yeah, but that was 24 years ago. He's 53 now. Morgan's 53 right now. In the current time. Yeah. So he was born, you know, 20 some years before.
Okay.
Well, actually, maybe the timeline does fit. No, it doesn't. But that's where he, by the way, I think there is a prophecy that, that's probably Gold Roger saw the prophecy where Noah, Pluton, Neptune, Pluton, and Uranus come together and help. Kind of like in Wano, there was a 20-year prophecy. I think that's
I know Gold Roger saw the whole story. I'm pretty sure, right. And he laughed because he saw the story and he laughed at the end. He has to know that. Or maybe he just knows the end and we're finding out the piece. I don't know. I choose to believe he knows.
I think he was prophesied that Nika was going to come and all these Prudos and whatever was going to come help them.
It was Odin's book.
Yeah, so it's probably like he knew that they were not ready yet. Like he knew that Shirahoshi wasn't born yet, right? So he knew the pieces didn't fit and he was too early.
Yeah, they did say, Goldie Rogers just said they were too early.
Yeah, because he knew that, because he could talk to the Sea Kings too, right? Remember? There was a hint of that in the whole thing, right? So there is this part where the animal conversation, and another reason why I talk about Morgan's and Albatross, the bird. I believe Luffy was on the boat before his shipwreck. Was an albatross that he was talking to. It's another, like, we as a reader just assume he's just being stupid, but he could have been communicating.
Honestly, chapter one. It's all theories until Oda does it. It's anybody's guess. It's your guess is as good as mine at this point.
It's gonna be way wrong. I don't care. It's going to be way wrong.
It's a good theory. But I think you're thinking outside the box. I would have never thought that. I never have thought Morgan would be part of Luffy's journey in that sense. Like,
maybe he might not.
He's been there from the beginning, so...
Pretty early on, yeah. He's been... And the whole male birds have been there since very, very early on. Yeah. So that's where the tease is coming from.
Overall, Oda's cooking. He's...
Yeah, this chapter was fantastic. Luffy's dope. What do you expect the next? What's going to happen next chapter?
We should be getting close to the conclusion. So knowing Oda, he's going to stretch it for another 4 or 5 chapters.
He's not it, man.
You know, so we're going to know about the history. How its approach is Vegabun going to just talk about Emu? And if he does, how is he going to talk about it? How is he going to present it? How much of the history we're going to get? It could be a whole chapter. It could be 4 chapters. It's all up to Oda how he's going to take it. But we're going to get a story lesson. At least I hope we do. Some sort. And I do want to see the shock value from all the people digesting it in the world. Be like,
yeah.
I do want to see that. And then I want to see the panic response from the Garmin, the Gorosei, how they're going to approach it. Is it like, fuck this, we're going to kill everybody now?
Holy Knights is going to make a move. Has to.
So there's so many moving parts that could happen right now. Yeah. It's just like everywhere. But what I'm going to focus on is, and I think we agree with it, we are hoping Saturn gets killed and Luffy does it. Whatever's going to happen, there's going to be a big dent. And maybe Emu kills Saturn as, you know, how could you let this
Punish happen? Yeah. I can see that happening. Yeah.
So there's two ways you could go. I know we both agree that Saturn's going to lose and, you know, the giant pirates are going to take away the Straw Hats and they're going to escape.
Yeah.
We're going to see that in the next few episodes while Vegapunk is doing that. And they're going to escape. We know that the Elbaf is next and they're all going there. Ooh. Whether Cabo. Vegapunk lives or dies, I think he's dying now. I think...
Old Vegapunk is dead.
No. Old Vegapunk. I think the moment... See, the information is going to go out to the world. The entire island is going to get destroyed. And yeah, so the Vegapunk is dead. So Vegapunk joining the crew is out of the question. That's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
I mean, the satellite could join, right? That's the Shaka? Only thing. Shaka's supposed to be dead, but I'm not sure if he's dead.
I think we get one of the robots. Something from Vegapunk to stay alive. Sure, why not? Lilith is too evil. She'll try to kill Luffy.
She'll probably join Bonnie. I don't know.
Whatever. After first. So we know the end is coming. It should be here in the next, I say less than 10 chapters. Let's just say to play safe, less than 10 chapters. I'm just going to play safe, less than 10. I'm just playing it safe. It could be done in the next 10 weeks. It could be 20. It could be 30. Who knows? Oda, surprises. 30.
So, I'm 30. Bro, we better get a whole voice center if it's 30.
I'm talking about Egghead. Only the end of Egghead. The One Piece in general, because we still got many years.
We hope.
Overall, this has probably been the most exciting arc.
Yeah, I mean, because of the reveal, right? Like,
so many reveals.
Even, like, little shit, like, what are they going to do with Caribou? Right? Like, that was, like, on the back of our mind. Out of the top 20, it's maybe 20, but it was still in the back of our mind. And Oda answers it, right?
Maybe top, like, 100. Maybe top 100.
Yeah, exactly, right? And he's still, like, and then like, everything, right? Everything, like, so. And Kizaru is a piece of shit. Like, I thought he was going to be more.
I think that's where you were disappointed the most, because I think you wanted, like, this, because he had the connection with them early on.
Yeah, well, the second you had, I saw the pizza. But you know, when you had the pizza party, the loyalty switched. The pizza party is like
that. Look at Garp. Garp has seen his rival get killed in front of him. Garp has seen his adopted grandchild, Goldie
rival?
Rogers.
Gold Roger was dying, though. Right? Gold Roger was dying, though.
Ace, the whole thing of Ace, he, like, you know,
yeah, that's,
he
yeah.
could have done something, but he just stood back. And that's as bitch move as Kizaru doing shit. I think I consider both bitches.
To be honest, I would disagree to that point a little bit, because Garp, at least, is... I think Garp, one of the important things he's doing is creating actual good Marines in the organization.
Oh, that is true.
Right? Right? Yeah, the whole sword, he's that's his primary goal, to change the world. He believes that's the best way. And that's why, like, if he was a father of Ace, maybe he would have, grandfather, no, acted a little different.
No, but he was. Goldie Rogers.
No, he was. Gave him. He's he like, was. Take care of my child. Yeah, he and I think he's struggled. Basically. Yeah, he is the godfather, right? Like he struggled. I think he struggled with
his loyalty,
the weight of the responsibility to that sword. Versus Kizaru is like, he just straight up dog for the world government, right? Like,
see, Kizaru doesn't hold the weight that Garp does. Like, I'm just saying, if you're comparing it, Garp is this guy where I understand he has high moral, he's loyal to it, and he wants to create a world. And he does say pirates do deserve it, because, you know, they chose it. And he does say that to Luffy at times too, and he says for his own son. But still, man, like, you can't be like, yo, I raised this kid. Fuck these fucking fools.
Kind of.
He didn't. He just left him in a fucking forest.
Yeah, no, I would slightly defend Garp. Like, he's not just straight up dog. Like, he's just a dog of the government. Like, he's not creating any better group. Like, at least Garp could say, I left Kobe, Hell Nipple, right? Those guys are going to be a badass, good justice Marines, right? Like, they aren't going to be, like, corrupted.
Hell Nipple's still a bitch.
Yeah. Well, he's a good bitch.
He's a good bitch, yeah. He's better bitch than Kizaru. Fuck Kizaru.
Yeah. So I think that's the difference. Yeah. So Kizaru, after I had, like, the whole flashback of Kumon, I was like, oh shit, Kizaru's gonna be helping the Straw Hat. It's all a ploy to get Saturn by himself and whack him. But now he's continues still to be a piece of shit.
Whatever it is, I hope you're reading the manga. I am excited for 1109. I think there's no break next week, and it comes out. We're gonna be receiving the spoilers sometimes between tomorrow and Tuesday. So excited about that, Miyamori. We'll talk about it and we'll discuss the chapter when it comes out. Until then, keep reading. One Piece fans, it's just so good so far. So freaking good. Yes. Like and subscribe. We'll be back later with the segment. Peace out.
Peace out.